We'd also like to have guests from the official opposition, the NDP, to join us here, the Trending 55 Hot Seat. We're joined on the line right now by David Shepherd. He is the Shadow Minister for Public Safety Emergency Services and the MLA for Edmonton City Center. I guess, first of all, David, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kyle.
All right, the main thing we want to talk about today is the victim services. There's been a bit of a restructuring, shall we say, to the victim services model across the province that has drawn some interesting reactions recently. I guess, first of all, your thoughts on this kind of the centralizing of services, if you will.
Yeah, well, what we see here, Kyle, is just another case where the UCP are taking a system that was working for Albertans, serving Albertans, and they've broken it, they've gutted it to serve their own political interests. So victim services, this has been a service that's been provided in communities for decades. Folks in communities who knew their communities working alongside the RCMP to help people who'd been the victims of violent crime, who'd experienced trauma. It was built by Albertans, served Albertans. It was working. The UCP now, they want to collapse all these 62 organizations into four regional bodies. They're shutting out these local service providers in these rural communities. And it's going to impact and hurt people's ability to access this. Again, this is a system that was working, and we see the UCP now breaking it, seemingly for their own political interests.
And I know up in our region specifically, you know, some of the victim services groups that were in places like Peace River and High Level, whatnot, I think they've all been centralized, I believe, out of Grand Prairie now. So if people, you know, in a lot of these smaller towns that need to, you know, get in touch with victim services now, there's going to be a little bit of a wait to get to them. So, you know, is that kind of a just sort of one of those examples of, you know, a lot of people that could potentially be affected by this?
Absolutely. And, you know, unfortunately, this is a pattern we've seen under the UCP government. I mean, we've seen it in healthcare. We have emergency rooms in rural communities across the province that have been closing regularly, right? That where people cannot get access. They have to drive to other communities to get healthcare, even to find a family doctor. And now we see it again here with victim services, again, where we had a system that was working. We had local people providing that help. And now the UCP have intentionally pulled that away. And going with these regional hubs, like you say, folks in some of these other communities are going to have a much harder time accessing it. And that's on top of other changes that the UCP made. Like years back, they passed legislation. They changed the time when somebody could apply, you know, for the benefits from these services from 2 years to 45 days. So a drastic change there. They cut the amount of funding that was available because they passed legislation saying they could take dollars out of victim services to pay for Crown prosecutors and other policing initiatives that they wanted to put forward. So again, this is a government that keeps putting its interests ahead of what's actually going to help Albertans on the ground, and particularly in rural communities.
And I know in particular there's been a lot of rural municipalities that have come out and said, look, we wanted to keep the victim services, you know, in our communities, and, you know, all of our, you know, we've been saying, you know, don't go through with this, but obviously the province went through and did this anyway. Do you feel like that there should have been more a consultation involved with the municipalities before making such a change like this?
Oh, without question. But this is a government, unfortunately, that simply does not consult. I mean, you know, rural municipalities, the leaders have been quite clear. Victim services, the people that were providing these services have been clear. The victims themselves that have spoken out have been clear. They told the government not to do this. But this is what this government does. They go around and they say, yes, we're consulting, we're listening. But really, they're just coming to the table with their plans already made. And then they go ahead and force them through. So, yeah, Paul McLaughlin from the rural municipality of Alberta, you know, he's not pulling any punches. You know, he says this is they did not consult. He calls it a full-out move to hell and hamstring the RCMP. This, he said, this is the government taking revenge because municipalities don't want a provincial police force, but the UCP does. So they are taking these services away to hamstring the RCMP and hurt rural municipalities. And that's on two fronts where folks said, don't change victim services, and we don't want a provincial police force. So this is a government that does not consult, does not consider the impacts of its action. This is a government that seems to be in it for themselves, and they don't seem to care what the impact's going to be for Albertans, particularly in rural communities.
And on that kind of one point you mentioned there, I know, again, several municipalities up in our region have come out and said, okay, we do not want to see a provincial police force happening. But do you feel that this could, you know, is potentially something that the UCP is trying to lean towards with all the changes they're going through with here?
Oh, absolutely. Premier Smith, when she was at Alberta Municipality the other week, said quite clearly she intends to stand the Alberta Sheriffs up as an alternative to the RCMP. So they're saying the quiet part out loud now. They claimed for the longest time they weren't doing that. They just wanted to support Alberta sheriffs. But now they're quite clear. This is how they want to build their Alberta Provincial Police Force, that thousands and hundreds of thousands of Albertans said they do not want, that rural municipalities say they do not want. But Danielle Smith and the UCP do, and it seems they intend to force it through, whatever the cost and the impact for Albertans.
And finally, whenever I have guests join us here at the Trending 55, obviously we always like to throw in a little bit of a personal question. Now, of course, we are coming up on Thanksgiving this weekend. Certainly a lot of people like to do some interesting family cooking for the Thanksgiving deal. What about you? What's kind of on the Thanksgiving menu in your house?
Well, I'm going to be joining my sister and some of my family over at her place on Sunday afternoon for dinner. Now, I have, unfortunately, some food restrictions and intolerances, so I can't do turkey myself, so I will be cooking up a little bit of a rack of lamb. That's kind of my go-to for special meals.
That actually doesn't sound too bad right now. David Shepherd, NDP Shadow Minister for Public Safety and Emergency Services and the MLA for Edmonton City Centre. Thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.